We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. If Frank says it's okay, it's okay.
Frank does do it well. Oh, so
what
good.
A voice. Mm-hmm. Never be another Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. And no, there's no real snow in the forecast, no drama.
What a jerk. No, so you were just teasing us?
No hype-worthy storms. What?
He said let it snow, and now you're not, there's no snow.
Well, I didn't say when. Let it snow in mid-December.
Yes, agreed.
Okay?
Agreed.
After Thanksgiving, after all the relatives get mm-hmm. back safely, then mm-hmm. bring it.
That's true.
You know?
That's
Let's true. See if we can get a couple of actual snow days. Mm-hmm. Remember those?
Kids would like that, for sure. Kids would like that.
Boy, they used to be all the time back in the 70s and even the early 80s, mm-hmm. and now... You know, good luck getting a snow day. I came across something at the Weather Channel that actually made me do a double take. But I think it's true. They actually cite some literature that states that it's the little storms under an inch of snow that cause the most spinouts, the most traffic accidents, fender benders, and even fatalities. Because think about it. If there's a big storm brewing, well-advertised, all the stations in town beating the drum, people tend to drive a little bit slower knowing that this is going to be a big one. It's like they're prepared and they slow down.
Okay.
They sort of adjust to conditions. Whereas if it's a dusting, if it's a coating, if it's a half an inch, mm-hmm. people fly by. They really don't adjust their speeds. Hey, it's just a coating. It's just a dusting. No big deal. But of course, a dusting at the wrong temperature at the wrong time, mm-hmm. can wreak havoc.
Interesting.
So I found this curious. There seems to be a critical time of accumulation first occurring on untreated roads, with some drivers not yet realizing the roads have become slick and maintaining their normal speeds until a fender bender or a wreck occurs. From 2004 to 2013, almost a quarter of all traffic crashes in the U.S. were caused by weather. Roughly 25%, which makes sense,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. At least we're not that terrible drivers. Weather would have accounted for some of the accidents.
One in four, and I would say that many of the others are probably distracted driving,
sure.
right? People mm-hmm. messing, fumbling with their phones or the radio or God knows what. This was according to a 10-year average from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. 17% of the accidents occur during snow or sleet, 13% on ice, and 14% on snowy or slushy pavement. Walker Ashley is an associate professor of meteorology at Northern Illinois University, and he contends that minor winter events are more deadly, at least in the Midwest, than big notable winter storms, those storms that the Weather Channel gives names to. Due to heavier traffic
Wait,
on
do
roads.
Do they name winter storms?
Yeah,
too?
They do.
It's just snowstorms?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just like NHC, the National Hurricane Center, mm-hmm. names hurricanes for a reason, to try to avoid confusion, because many times you have two, three, four storms at once. It used to be Alpha, Baker, Charlie, and nobody could remember the storms that were out there, and so they started giving them names. First, it was female names. Back in the 70s. The first names were actually given to tropical storms in the Pacific and typhoons. These Navy and Air Force pilots, the first one to discover a typhoon, mm-hmm. had the honor of naming the typhoon. They would name them after their girlfriends or wives.
Nice. Okay, so people that they cared about, not
yes.
ex-girlfriends or ex-wives.
Right,
okay.
right. And then the Weather Service started picking this up, but it was only women. It was only female names for much of the 70s. And you know, a lot of women got upset. Why is it just women? And so then they started alternating.
They wanted equality for the male.
They wanted equality. Well. So the men can
yes,
be deadly and destructive.
All about equal rights.
And then they started alternating between Anglo-Saxon and Hispanic mm-hmm. and French to reflect all the cultures. That's why
those three languages?
Because those mm-hmm. are the languages of the various countries in the Caribbean, as well as the United States and Mexico that are impacted
by these storms. Okay, got it.
Right. So they, again, want to be inclusive. Everybody has their day.
So how then do we name – sorry, I know I'm on a tangent
here. Okay.
Lots of questions. How then do we name the snowstorms? Like, are they just U.S. snowstorms?
This is the Weather Channel.
Oh, the Weather
Channel. It has nothing to do with the National Weather Service.
I see. So they can pick whatever names
they
want.
They pick whatever names they want. Okay. And, you know, it's marketing, right?
Mm-hmm. Dancer, Prancer, Vixen.
Zeus. They have some Thor. Yeah. They have, you know, interesting names.
That's fun.
And
I want to be the namer. I want that job.
You want the name?
I want to be the namer. I want to pick the names.
Every 10 years, the World Meteorological Organization, they get together at a library, I think in Geneva, and they pick a new list of names that reflects, again, all of the cultures alternating male and female. And if it's a big bad storm, if enough people get killed,
God forbid,
the name is retired. Mm-hmm. There will not be another Hurricane Harvey. There will not be another Irma. Mm-hmm. God knows there won't be another Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Maria, CNN reports the general is leaving and he's taking the troops, helicopters, and supplies with him. Puerto Rico still hurting almost 2 months after Maria whacked the island.
So we're bailing?
I think FEMA is the first responders are leaving. The power's still not on in more than half of Puerto Rican homes and businesses. The water is out for more than 1 in 10. But Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan says the time is right to transition the relief effort, Jor, from the federal military to reservists and the National Guard.
All right, so there'll still be boots on the ground.
Yeah, there's still going to be a presence there. Mm-hmm. That decision was made by Puerto Rico's governor, FEMA, and the Defense Department. Buchanan said the island is far from normal, but much progress has been made, like clearing debris from the roads. Mm-hmm. We should talk to your friend down in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, let's call Meredith tomorrow. That's a good idea.
And by the way, chilly this weekend, 30s, as Chris has been reporting, but the European model hinting at upper 40s for Thanksgiving Day, maybe 50s for Black Friday, the end of next week. So Indian summer seems
like
to be shaping up, and we're due for some of that.
I love it. It's also 4:18 when we get back. Frank Vassalero will entertain us in a moment.
All right. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Can I just read one of these?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Jordana, female storm names, not much damage, but they just make you feel bad for quite a while. Jordana, please let it snow. Either put Paul back on his meds or increase the dosage.
Yeah,
yes.
I'll just increase the dosage.
Thank you, doctor.
We'll make sure that I will not. Hey, Frank.
Franco.
We should name our own storms.
We should.
I mean, you know, like in 2010, we could have named that winter, that December, that it snowed every single day. We could have done that. We did Halloween. I mean, everyone, if you say the Halloween storm, everyone knows exactly what
True.
You're talking about
mm-hmm.
here.
True.
I don't
oh,
know,
so
maybe.
You're saying not even use names, just give them some kind of moniker to remember the storm.
Something. But it would
Day
have
Blizzard.
To be a name. Or the dome claps snowstorm.
Mm, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Of course.
I mean, we should be kind of marketing things
no,
a little bit better.
I think
way.
It should be for sponsors. The Chick-fil-A snowstorm.
Right.
Of 2014.
You know what? Yeah. Don't even joke about that because someone right now just up on the second floor goes, I've got a brilliant idea.
Yep. CCO is on it right now.
It worked in Schenectady. Mm-hmm. It can work here.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
And then I've got it. Let's put the weatherman outside.
Yeah, let's do that.
There we go.
What How are go you, wrong? Frank? We missed you yesterday.
Yeah, you guys did really well, I heard. How did it go?
It's such great fun. It does restore your faith in humanity.
It's life-affirming. Yes.
Awesome.
Which you need because life is really challenging in many places.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
this was happening as the California shooting was happening. It was horrible.
We have good listeners and good viewers and just good people in general here, which are very, very kind and giving, which is nice.
That's what's easy to forget when you watch TV or listen to the radio or go online. God forbid you go on social media. But most people are good, right? I think it's a small minority of people who are not.
Yeah.
But they make the headlines.
It's interesting, you know, as we get ready to put our best foot forward here, you know, for the Super Bowl in 80-something days.
We hope.
Yeah, it reminded me of the weather stuff. You're talking about naming storms because we were talking to one of their marketing people, communications people yesterday. And she said it would almost be worse if it was 50 here the day, you know, like the week of the Super Bowl.
Ah.
If it was like 40 and 50 as opposed to, you know, hunkering down,
snow flying,
this, you know, because they've been branding this whole bold north, you know, concept. You know, we live in it, we endure it, and we have fun in it, and look at us, we're the bold north. And, you know, if it's, you know,
slushy and drizzling and 50, that
right,
wouldn't
and 48,
be.
Right? I mean, people are going to go like, wait, really? Minnesota's
this
not
isn't so bad.
Bad.
Yeah. We might move here, in fact. This isn't so bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they will.
Yeah, we don't want them.
Although we didn't get the World Expo.
I know.
Which was a bummer. I thought we had a really good shot at that.
Their loss. World Expo's loss.
It is. Really, but, you know, the thing is, that's such an all or nothing thing. I mean, it's years we've been doing stories about it, of planning and preparation, coming down to one day, and then they got nixed. Mm. You know, Argentina and Poland.
Yeah. Something else will come along. We're going to focus on the positive, right? Focus on the
Super Bowl. Yeah, no, we've still got a ton of great stuff going on.
Do you have anything that you need to pitch for news today? Because, gosh, I'm looking at this Betty McCollum story.
Tell me.
Oh, my goodness. She once used a rolled-up newspaper to fend off unwelcome advances from another member of Congress.
Oh,
I mean, all these chips are falling all over the place.
It's so weird because as we talk about that and look at it, go like, who are these guys? Like, who are these people that do this?
I think that, too. I think that is it common sense not to grope a woman or not to make unwanted advances? Like, is that so hard?
Yeah. Is this the old boys club?
Boys will be boys.
There's a difference because, I mean, it's a lot of married guys, right?
Right.
And I don't get it. On one hand, I am sleeping with my co-anchor and I get that and I understand.
Don't tell your wife.
Yeah, they start at work, right? I mean, a lot of relationships do. But there's a difference between, I think, you know, flirting and having a relationship and just being a pig. I don't know. And, you know, in the Hollywood thing, I think it just went, I think everyone knew it. Obviously, that's true for a long time and knew who the bad actors were and the bad players
were.
But they
kept quiet.
Right.
For fear of what? Not getting deals?
Yeah, absolutely.
That it would impact their careers?
Yeah. Absolutely. You want to keep your, you know, I mean, you know, it's the old casting couch. We've heard about that since the invention of Hollywood.
And it's also this lack of accountability, you know, like this lunatic Roy Moore. I know innocent until proven guilty, but now he's not backing down. He says, I'm still going to stay in the race, even though Alabamans are coming to their senses and saying they might actually vote for a Democrat over an alleged pedophile. And now he's gone so far as to say that he wants a handwriting analysis of the yearbook that he allegedly signed from one of the 16-year-old girls. I mean, really, dude? You probably signed it.
Yeah, the South is a weird place, though. They do different. You know, down there, the devil plays a big role. If the devil made you do it, and you say the devil made you do it, then you just say, I asked for forgiveness, and I've gotten the devil out of me.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And then you go on, and, you know, you get... But that's a big deal.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Alabama anytime soon.
Tribe trumps all, right?
I don't know, but who's tribe?
Tribe comes first.
Who wants to be involved in a tribe with alleged pedophiles?
Well, here's a note to self. We're all in the same tribe.
I guess.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, right?
Right.
Hello?
Right, and you know what? A lot of that guy falls on guys, right? I mean, like, you know, you got to have the courage to go, hey, dude, don't do that. Yeah. That's not cool. Not right.
One of our texters
or
writes,
stand by the women who are doing it and go, you know what? I saw what happened, and I'll stick up for you. I'll support you.
I have a daughter.
This is not right.
I have a daughter. I have a wife. And this is unacceptable.
Yeah. No, believe me, I think of that all the time. I think about my daughter and giving her the tools to grow up in the world and not take this and have the courage to say something about it and stand up for it. But I want my sons to be right there with her.
That's right. That's right. That's your litmus test. If you don't want this happening to your daughter, you better not be perpetrating it. Or your sister or your mother. I mean, that's your litmus test.
Yeah.
So maybe note to Congress. Yeah, make a note.
Doesn't seem that difficult.
One of our texters writes, who has time for all this groping anyways? I know, right? Don't they have jobs? Don't they have laws to make? Things to do?
Apparently it's a hobby.
I guess. Time in the elevators, I guess. I don't know.
A bad one. All right. Hey, good talking to you guys.
I know, we're late.
Thanks, Franco.
Thank you, Frank.
Take care.
I know. Wow, Jordana, way to convict someone before due process. I know. I said alleged. I kept saying alleged. Alleged pedophile. Alleged jerk. Alleged bad guy. Alleged. So there's that. Anyway, it's 4:31.
That's an alleged time.
No, it's actually 4:31.
Let's debate that. No, that's your facts.
That is the truth.
As far as I'm concerned, it's 1782.
Still 4:31.
Yes. We'll be back with Beyond the Headlines next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
put your phone down. We're on the air.
What phone?
I'm kidding. He wasn't really on his phone, but that's my first story. Americans check their phone on average every 12 minutes.
Whoa.
You know what that turns out to? Because we don't do math on this show.
50, 60 times?
80.
80 times a day?
A day.
Yikes.
That's right. We are burying our heads in our phones 80 times a day. It was a global tech protection study by a company named Acheron. Found the
Excuse me, who was that?
Acheron. Found the average
Acheron?
Yes.
Acheron. Could you use that in a sentence, please?
I cannot, and I will not anymore.
Whoa.
It found the average person struggles to go a little more than 10 minutes without checking their phone. 2,000 people surveyed. They said one in 10 check their phones every 4 minutes. Are you the 4 minute guy, or are you the 10 minute guy?
No, I check it. I
do too,
but
do you check it, or do you just check it when it dings, or do you always have on silent so you check it?
I'll check it a couple of times an hour, mainly to see if I'm hearing anything from my Navy son who uses Facebook Messenger.
Oh, okay,
because we're corresponding about Christmas. But yeah,
I get that. Mm-hmm.
But I don't go to bed with it. I leave the phone downstairs when I charge it. Do you take your phone into the bedroom?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Ugh.
Yeah, I put it in the drawer.
But
I plug it in and put it in the drawer.
It's not beeping away and
no. I always have my phone on silent, and no, I put it in the drawer so I can't see it at all. I don't have a clock in the room, so I use it as a clock.
Oh, that wakes you up. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Also, 4 in 10 Americans would rather lose their voice for a day than lose their phone for 24 hours. And these are grown-ups, folks. These are not just the kids. We are addicted.
Oof. Wow. All right, speaking of addicted, where do you watch Netflix? Just at home?
just at home. Just at home on a TV. I don't even watch it on an iPad. I watch it on the TV.
You're a bit of a freak.
A little bit,
you're
I am.
Freakish.
A little bit.
67% of people, 2 out of 3, now watch movies and TV shows in public, according to an online survey of 37,000 grown adults around the world. The most popular place to stream are planes, buses, commuting. That makes sense.
I get that. Sure.
26% of respondents also said they binged on shows and movies at work. 1 in 4. The most popular public places to stream, again, are planes, buses, and commuting. Mm-hmm. But it turns out 7% of people say they've watched movies or TV shows in public restrooms.
In public restrooms? Really?
Yep. I read it on the internet. Must be true.
Oh, my gosh.
They're not shy about it either. A fifth of respondents admit to crying while binging in public. Crying in public because you're watching
a sad
movie on Netflix. 17% were so engrossed in a show or movie they missed their stop on their commute.
No.
45% said they'd caught someone spying on their screens. 11% said they had a show spoiled after looking at it on another person's screen. Only 18% said they felt embarrassed about watching in public. I think we're streaming too much.
Yeah, you know, I get the commuting though. If that's your time to, you know, to like unwind from the day and watch your favorite show, I totally get that.
I guess.
Reading a book. I totally get that.
All right, okay.
I get it. But
who am I to
public
judge?
Toilet, man, I can't wait to get out of there.
Yeah.
I'm not like chilling on the pot.
Crying on the pot.
In the airport. I know. I get them.
Well, I've done that. I'd usually do that every day, but
stop it.
That's another beyond the headline. You just don't want to go down that road.
The FDA on Monday approved a pill. It's the first drug with a digital ingestion tracking system to be approved by the United States. The product uses digital tracking to record if your med was taken. This is really good for people who don't or can't remember to take their meds. It's been approved for treatment of schizophrenia, manic, and mixed episodes associated with bipolar, and can be used as an add-on treatment for depression in adults. The system sends a message from the pill sensor to a wearable patch, which transmits the information to an app that the patients can track to see if they ingested their medication. This is extraordinary.
It's pretty amazing. It brings up some interesting privacy concerns.
It does, but it also, I think, will help with compliance for those that are mentally ill, that maybe can't keep track or don't keep track of their meds and could be put in a bad or dangerous situation if they don't take their meds.
Sure, I had the same story, and the New York Times reports that non-adherence or non-compliance to medication, not taking your meds mm-hmm. when you're supposed to take your meds, costs America $100 billion a year. $100 billion a year.
Though?
Because patients get sicker and need additional treatment or hospitalization if they don't take their meds when they're supposed to. So I found that really interesting. When patients don't adhere to lifestyle or medications that are prescribed, there are really substantive consequences mm-hmm. that are bad for the patient and very, very costly. Mm-hmm. And those costs get borne by all of us eventually.
And here's a little inside baseball on that. Paul and I keep our stories separate so we can pleasantly surprise each other with beyond the headlines. But sometimes we do pull the same story and
we
just don't know
it. I mean,
yes, because we're, you know, reading the same stuff.
We're curious and bored.
Scrabble star disgraced. Did you have this one? The Association of British Scrabble Players, there is one, banned one of its star players for 3 years after an independent investigation concluded he'd broken the rules in a popular word game. His name, Alan Simmons. He's authored books on Scrabble. Yes, that's true. Mm. Contributed game coverage to the Times newspaper, which first reported his ban from competition. And the London-based newspaper says, he can't write for us anymore. He had been accused of cheating. Three independent witnesses say they saw Simmons put a hand with freshly drawn letter tiles back into a bag and then draw more tiles. And that is contrary to the rules. No one is above the game. No one is bigger than the game. And this is part of the game's, he has been such a part of the game's development. This is a great disappointment, the Scrabble community responded with.
I didn't know there was a Scrabble community.
Now you know.
Wow. Hey, you remember that woman who flipped off the president's motorcade?
Yes, she was on her bike.
Yeah, and
she got fired. Yes.
It turns out she's getting unexpected severance pay thanks to thousands of online supporters. A GoFundMe page set up for Julie Briskman has raised more than $72,000.
Wow, good for her.
As of Tuesday morning. Briskman was abruptly terminated last month after expressing her disapproval with the commander-in-chief. Quote, Julie Briskman is an inspiration to us all, wrote Rob Mello. Wow, Rob Mello.
It's a cool name. It's Mello. Yeah.
Hey, man.
Don't harsh his Mello.
So cool.
Who created the GoFundMe campaign that lists Briskman as a beneficiary. 3,100 people have made donations to make sure that Julie gets through this difficult time.
I think she's going
to
be okay. I mean, she will, thank goodness. I don't know that she's an inspiration, but it was free speech. You know, she was doing her thing on her bike, you know, and that's what happens. I thought they were a little egregious in her firing, considering they kept somebody on who also wrote something very negative about another politician.
Really?
Similar situation, yes.
I thought she was just checking the wind speed, wind direction.
That was not happening.
Apparently not.
And I can't believe that you or Hammer lost this year. But, my friends, Blake Shelton is the sexiest man alive for 2017. It's a disappointment.
I need a better publicist.
You do. It is a disappointment, Hammer. I mean, really, Paul, where are your people in making this happen for you?
No.
No, you need people to talk to the People magazine to become the sexiest man alive.
I think it's the kiss of death.
We could have asked Ezra Tuolo, though. He was his coach, if it went to his head.
Did it say on the list where he finished ahead of Paul?
His wife? Who? His wife? Are they married? No.
Did it say on the list where I finished ahead of Paul?
Oh, where he finishes ahead of you. I don't have the rest of the list of the runners up, but it is. That's true. Blake Shelton, sexiest man alive. That's right. I think it was. Oh, it was The Rock last year. I love me some Rock, so I'm on board with that one. Blake Shelton doesn't really do it for me, but according to People magazine, he does it for everybody else.
Yeah, thank you, Homer.
And that's the
I
truth.
Feel the same way. Oofta. Okay.
It is 4:47. That is a Wicks and I'm wrong. I don't want to give you wrong information. It's 4:48. Wicks and Jewelers time check. Explore the incredible collection of fine watches at Wicks and Jewelers just off 35W in Bloomington. Isn't this Alan Thicke's son? What's his name? Robert?
No, I don't think he was on this one. You're thinking of the other one he was on with. He was on Blurred Lines?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, this
What's
is
that guy's
it.
Name?
This is Daft Punk.
No, like this.
With Pharrell.
Pharrell.
This is Lawrence Welk.
It is not?
It's Lawrence Welk.
It is absolutely. It is absolutely not.
I'm really bad with music, but
no, you're not. Coming up in the next hour, we are going to talk about this proposed Metro Transit strike. You know, the operators and others at Metro Transit voted overwhelmingly to reject a final contract offer, and they've authorized a possible strike during the Super Bowl. And we're not going to talk to any officials. We're not going to go there. You can read that in the paper. But Paul and I want to know what you think about this. You know, do you think it's a genius negotiating tactic? Or do you think, that's not Minnesota nice, and we better look good to everybody that's coming?
I can see both sides, right?
So do
Everybody's
I.
looking for leverage. Everybody wants the best deal, right?
Yeah.
Everybody acts out of self-interest. What's in our perceived best interest?
Right.
And how do we put pressure to get what we want, when we want?
I get it. My original thought was like, that's genius. But maybe that's just because I'm a mean negotiator.
You're from Jersey.
I'm not nice. Yeah. Because I'm not that nice. So, and I thought, oh, that's a great way to get what you want out of this deal. You put the screws to them. But my goodness, I'm also a Minnesotan and I want us to look good.
It doesn't leave a good taste in your mouth here. That might work in New York City or Dallas. But here, I don't know.
It might be too harsh. Because we want to look good. You know, Frank's hoping for some snow and we're hoping for safe rides.
Mm-hmm.
You chime in after the break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.